My name is Dragana Cvijanović, and I'm Associate Professor of Applied Economics and Policy at Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration. So far, my research has focused on the transmission and amplification of real estate market shocks through the banking sector and through the corporate sector, with implications for corporate governance. More recently, I have spent some time working on interdisciplinary research that spans public health, climate finance, and their implication for real estate markets and investments. I'm now going to talk about one of my papers titled CEO Compensation in Real Estate Prices, Pay for Luck or Pay for Action. In this paper, we explore the implications of real estate market fluctuations for corporate governance. In particular, we use variation in real estate prices to study CEO pay for luck. We distinguish between pay for luck and pay for responding to luck by exploiting US GAAP accounting rules, which mandate that real estate used in firms' operations should not be marked to market. To identify CEO actions, we propose a novel empirical strategy that relies on the different exposure of firms to changes in real estate values and on the fact that market and accounting performance do not reflect changes in the value of real estate in the same way. While stock market returns should promptly reflect any changes in the value of real estate assets of the firm, under US GAAP, accounting returns should not, unless the manager takes some action. We show that CEO compensation is associated with the following two managerial responses to changes in real estate values: real estate sales and debt issuance. Overall, we show that CEOs are rewarded for taking value-enhancing actions in response to luck. Our results are consistent with a set of theories that argue that pay-for-like might be optimal when the board wants to incentivize CEOs to optimally respond to lucky event that is presumably under the CEO's control, as evidenced, for example, by SLB transactions or sales of real estate. Our results also provide evidence that is consistent with the notion that contracts should tie compensation not only to measures that relate to pure effort, but also to those about which the manager is likely to have better information than the market. This is precisely the case in our setting. Because the manager can choose whether and how to respond to these exogenous events, contracts should incentivize optimal responses. This paper brings a new perspective on the debate over pay for luck. Using our setting, we can identify CEOs' responses to luck and show that they are rewarded for these responses, which are arguably optimal from the point of view of the shareholders.